This is Meja Riedel for the Smithsonian Archives of American Art with the artist Harlan Butt on July 27th, 2009 at his summer cabin in Ptarmigan Meadows, Colorado. This is disc number one. We thought we'd start, it would be wonderfully appropriate to start with a haiku. Is this a new one?
Recent.
Mm-hmm. And since we're here in the San Juan Mountains, even these mountains one day will be sand and clay. I stand here humbled. This small blue planet, we still don't understand it, thinking it's not us.
Thank you so much for starting with those. It seems a wonderful way to begin, because as you were saying, here we are surrounded by nature, mm-hmm. which has been probably the primary influence your work.
That's right.
From the start,
mm-hmm.
and language and text have been such an integral part of your work. I think of your work as such a fusion of metal and enamel and color, mm-hmm. and then text, that it's an interesting way to start our interview with some recent words.
I've been interested in Asian art for a long time, and I've spent some time in Japan, and I've looked at a lot of work from Japan and China, Korea, and scroll paintings frequently have imagery, mm-hmm. mountains, imagery from nature, and they have some sort of text on them. Mm-hmm. And this sort of idea of two different layers of meaning that relate to each other but are very different in a way, the way we analyze things in terms of imagery and the way we analyze things in terms of words. They overlap, you know, they come from the same source, but sometimes there's a tension between the two, mm-hmm. that can be humorous or can be heartbreaking, but I enjoy, you know, trying to combine those things.
And I think that word juxtaposition to me is also so much the essence of your work. I think of the juxtaposition of these absolutely beautiful still patterns, vibrant colors, and then these serpents slithering along, mm-hmm. on top, that very kind of quiet danger. And then the juxtaposition in the text, too, of things that are just, as you say, heartbreakingly beautiful, mm-hmm. but then dangerous, mm-hmm. or potentially dangerous, mm. and their juxtapositions, and also in terms of abstraction and pattern in, mm-hmm. your work, and then very realistic imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be another thread that runs through your work continually. I'm sure it's something, mm-hmm. we'll talk about repeatedly over the next day or two. Does it feel that way to you as well? Is it something that you've done intentionally over
the
years?
Well, I mean, I think in coming to art, of course, as a child, I drew real things,
mm-hmm.
you know, faces or people or objects. And I think that's the way most people start. I mean, there's finger painting and stuff like that. But I think that we start from there and work out. Now, when I was, you know, early on, mm-hmm. in my training, abstract expressionism was still strong, and I was looking at people who did color field paintings and so forth, and that had some influence on me. Also, the whole idea of abstraction and how, you know, photography sort of replaced the need for realism, you know, as a draftsman or whatever. But my interest in representational work, you know, never went away, and, mm-hmm. I think that's true of a lot of people, who whether they work abstractly or not.
Right. When I look at your work, I think of pattern. You mentioned, mm-hmm. color field painting. Mm-hmm. Did you also look at any of the pattern painters, or is the pattern primarily a Japanese influence, or a little bit of both?
Well, a little bit of both. I know there's one of the other faculty members at the University of North Texas, Vincent Falsetta, he was strongly influenced by pattern painters, and I was always sort of, I mean, my minor as an undergraduate and as a graduate student was fibers, weaving. And I did work on the loom, and that sort of idea of pattern is, it's almost computer-like in that you've got weft and warp and where they cross over and how you can make this infinite number of designs with just